I was thinking as I was talking this morning about this individual who I'm sharing the business with, I have so much respect for. And as I was thinking of all you guys on the call this morning, I would be so proud to have her get on the phone with any one of you. And I think that's how we feel, as we talk about limitless to others. I sent out a small text message to just a handful of you guys this morning that had a picture of Melinda and I with John Maxwell. Speaking of motivational books and speakers, what a segue to have this former pastor, this former motivational person, this great writer of motivational books and life, to have the opportunity to have breakfast. So I sent that picture out. And then the other picture, it's a little bit harder to see. It was an old picture. There's a couple of you on the phone that might recognize that person, and that's Clara McDermott. And Clara McDermott, for those of you that don't know, an incredible lady. She is the founding distributor of Nu Skin, which, has done billions and billions of dollars in volume. And she has a beautiful place down in St. George, Utah, that some of us have been to. I know Cindy's been to it. Probably Liz has been to it. Melinda and I have been to it. And, you drive and drive and drive when you get on her property, and it kind of looks a little bit like desert. And then all of a sudden you hit this, like, oasis. And she has this magnificent palatial home. And the thing I remember the most about her home is her library, the two-story library that she had. That it was just an amazing thing. But I got to know Clara really pretty well. Went to jazz games and, just had a wonderful experience. And that's her. And when I first got involved in networking, it was with, Nu Skin. And my first experience in understanding how this came about was I went to a little shop on 3900 South, and it was a wig shop. And I think, Liz, you've probably been there, and anybody who's lived in Salt Lake that was involved with that previous company had probably been there. It was this little shop where they'd hold a little meeting on a weekly basis. And that meeting went on for years in that little wig shop that Claire owned. And I often thought if she wrote a book, that was called From Wig Shop to, a billionaire type company or multi-billion company, she'd probably have a bigger hit on her hand than John Maxwell ever did in writing his books on leadership, because it was interesting. I wanted to share a couple of thoughts I had with John Maxwell and Claire this morning that I think should put things in perspective from our business standpoint. John Maxwell made the statement that I was thinking about this morning when I was preparing the lesson. He said, as you get older, time speeds up, but life slows down. Let me say that again. As you get older, time speeds up, but life slows down. And I thought, what do you think he means by that? And I think he means you kind of have a clearer vision of what's going on. He also said, if we live our lives fearful of making a mistake, then that fear will hold you back. If we live our lives fearful of making a mistake, then that fear will hold you back. From a limitless perspective, I fall back on what Clara McDermott, the founding distributor of a multi-billion dollar company, told me once. She said that from a company perspective, when you're running a company, the company really has a responsibility for two main things to provide to distributors. She said the company has to provide at least good products to those distributors, and that the second thing the company should provide are commissions that should be accurate and paid on time. I said, really, that's it, just those two things. She goes, why not? If you have good products and you're paying people for sharing those products, that's all you need. And she goes, from a distributor standpoint, I found this fascinating. She said that distributors should have one focus and one focus only. She said distributors' jobs should simply be to share those products by simply talking to people, other new potential distributors and other new potential customers. Let me say that again. From a distributor standpoint, distributors should have only one focus and one focus only, and that's to share those products by simply talking to people, other new potential distributors, and other new potential customers. How they do that, it's up to them and their personal commitment, she said. She said it's pretty simple when you think about it from both standpoints. She said that personally, she'd only been involved with a couple companies previous to her experience in Nu Skin. The main one was a weight loss company called the Cambridge Diet. Now, some of you, a lot of you guys on the phone are way too young to ever have heard of the Cambridge Diet, but a couple of you will remember the Cambridge Diet. And also, she had been a little bit with Amway, but she'd had virtually no success in Amway. So, following that criteria, the follow-up question should naturally be, what would then be holding you as a distributor back from being successful? Using Claire's criteria previously, the question comes up then, does Limitless have good products? Her success previously had been in weight loss with only one product. And then, of course, eventually she moved into the skincare business. We always hear from distributors that not only are our products good products, but they are actually life-changing products. That's what we hear from our distributors over and over again. You know, I can never remember somebody saying, this skincare with that skincare company, as great a company as it was, I can never remember once anybody saying to me, these are life-changing. But in Limitless, I hear that all the time. You know, I received a text from Cindy a couple of weeks ago out of the blue where she had had a meeting with some of the distributors in her group and how life-changing these products from Limitless were. She shared with me that the testimonials would actually leave you in tears and how fortunate we are not just to have weight loss in the sense of our Fuel or Shape health packs that cause people to lose weight or skincare or, you know, products for working out or fueling yourself to be able to get off the sofa. You know, she says, but our products gave, actually, she used the term, she says, our products give people their lives back. And she said, you got to give them a chance. You know, and these people gave them a chance. And she was kind of mad, I think. And Cindy, I don't mean to be putting words in your mouth, so you can correct me at any time on this. But she was kind of mad that people didn't seem to realize how great our products are and how we take them for granted. She mentioned distributors like Kathy Harper and Linda Fielder and Sarah Davis. And she'd even mentioned Gerald Geisler in Liz's group or Russ and Susan. I'm just naming a few. But the point was, she was going, and you know, Peggy Stoltz. I could go on and on and on. She was talking about how much these products just weren't like products for people to take, but actually changed their lives. And Gerald just texted me. He's here. He knows that's true. You know, Cindy knows that's true. That's why we love all our distributors, because we know that they make a difference. You know, John Maxwell said, dreams don't work until you actually do. Dreams don't work until you do. I thought about it from a company standpoint because I'm always trying to look at it, you know, from Claire's perspective. At Limitless, not only do we have products that change people's lives, but, you know, we've had Limitless trips around the world in Mexico and Canada and the Bahamas. We have corporate fly-ins coming up next month that we do quarterly. We have nights on Broadway. We have ramp-up videos, segment videos, product videos, pack videos, motivational videos, biking videos, video videos. We have double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized crossover studies to support the products. We have white papers, green papers, blue papers, patents, doctors. We have Saturday morning calls, and we have daily trainings, which I know Melinda and I never miss as leadership. We believe we have everything you need here at Limitless to succeed. So as John Maxwell said, as you get older, time speeds up, but life slows down. You know, I've always heard life is short, and I think life is short. So the question is, guys, simply, given all these tools and all this motivation, all this incentive, in the end, as much as we need a new tool, which in most of the companies I've been with, we never had any of those tools. You know, we might have had one DVD or one video or something like that. We didn't have the vast array of everything that we have provided, bringing in Dr. Wisco or, you know, doing any of those things, you know, from that standpoint. I mean, it is incredible when you think about it. So the bottom line, after all these things, if we've got the products and we've got the tools, the bottom line is it really comes down to you guys as distributors to simply do what Clara said. You just have to talk to people. She goes, it's simple. Distributors just have to talk to people. And so, you know, on Monday Night Football, they have a segment. They say, you have one job. And I love the fact that Clara said, distributors have one job, and that's simply to talk to people. I thought of Nike's motto, just do it. Just do it. That's Nike's motto. So to steal another advertising phrase, you know, because basically in the end, guys, it's really up to you. It doesn't matter the motivation. It doesn't matter how great our product is. If we don't open our mouths or we don't share these things, and until you get it in your soul that these products might change somebody's life or even save their lives, you know, I think of that Capital One commercial, what's in your wallet? You know, what's in your limitless bag? What's in your limitless heart? You know, what's your health budget, as Kathy Harper says? You know, how much do you want to change the direction you're on? So the bottom line, guys, is at the end of the day, after everything we have and all the blessings we have and all how grateful Melinda and I feel to have you guys as our friends and as distributors of the company and to be able to share these things with everyone, my positive motivational concept this morning is that, hey, let's just go out there and do it. I feel like a football coach before a big game. You know, we got the fly-in coming in 3 weeks. How fun and exciting that will be from that standpoint. And we're so excited to see all you guys. So between now and then, we just got to do it. So the challenge or the thought process for today is I want you to really give it your best to go out and talk. Pick one person that you're going to talk to today. If you haven't got that person on your list, then you need to make a list and put that person on your list. But I want you to talk to one person today at some point, and tomorrow morning let's talk about what happened as a result. So I'm putting you a little bit on the spot, but Nike says just do it. Thanks, guys. That's our thought process today.